This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday signed a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country faces quote-unquote aggression. Details were not immediately clear, but the deal could mark their strongest connection since the end of the Cold War. The U.S. and its allies are concerned over a possible arms arrangement in which Putin receives badly needed munitions for the war in exchange for economic assistance and technology that could enhance Kim's nuclear weapons program. UN officials said on Wednesday Israeli forces may have violated the laws of war in Gaza and failed to distinguish between civilians and fighters, with the high civilian cost amounting to extermination of Palestinians in Gaza. Israel dismissed both reports. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The UN Rights Office issued a report examining six Israeli attacks that caused many casualties and destroyed civilian infrastructure. Spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence.
Unlawful targeting, when committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against a civilian population, may also implicate the commission of crimes against humanity.
The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry, Navi Pillay, said perpetrators of abuses in the conflict must be brought to account.
We conclude that Israeli authorities are responsible for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and violations of international humanitarian and human rights law.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, urged all nations to do everything possible to stop conflict in Sudan.
Civilians are the ones that have no responsibility, no fault of their own.
This